He ascends into heaven, right? And sits at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. We say it every week. Apostles' Creed, Nicene Creed, it's a confession of faith. So when we talk about the hereafter, we're saying, well, after here, this is the hereafter. This is how it looks. This is how it is. He will come again with glory to judge both the living and the dead, whose kingdom will have no end. The glorious hereafter is what is after here. But is that all there is? Is there more to Easter than that? Take a little time this week. It won't take you long to read Philippians, focusing on chapter 3. When talking about the glorious hereafter, St. Paul says that Jesus will come from heaven in order to transform the present humble body, yours and mine, into a glorious body like his own. Can you explain that? What that glorious body will look like? What it will be like? What mine will be like? There's thousands of words written and spoken about what the glorious body will be like and look like. Years ago, I was at a conference in Southern California, and I was introduced to the writings of N.T. Wright, Thomas Wright. You're familiar with Thomas Wright and his speaking, his writing, profound. He said the following about the hereafter. He adds a touch that we need to remember. The God in whom we believe is the creator of the world, and he will one day put this world right. That solid belief is the bedrock of all Christian faith. God is not going to abolish the universe of space, time, and matter. He is going to renew it, to restore it, to fill it with new joy and purpose and delight, and take from it all that has corrupted it. The last book of the Bible ends, not with a company of saved being taken into heaven, but that the new Jerusalem coming down from heaven to earth, resulting in God's new creation, new heavens and a new earth, and give us new bodies to live and work and take delight in his new creation. And he continues with this, and the good news of the Christian gospel is that this new world, this new creation has already begun. It began when Jesus of Nazareth rose from the dead on Easter morning, having faced and beaten the double enemy of sin and death that has corrupted and defaced God's lovely creation. New creation has begun in Jesus. In the now, in the hereafter, and in the new creation, it began with those six words. And those six words propel us forward as the people of God. We are vital participants in the kingdom of God now, because of what Jesus has done for us at the cross and the open tomb, ascended into heaven, and the commitment to come back, create something new. And we are a part of that. And that is what moves us forward throughout the Easter season and beyond. C.S. Lewis once said, I believe in Christianity as I believe that the sun has risen. Not only because I see it, but because by it, I see everything else. This is a story. It's a story of our lives. It's a story of our life in Christ. It's a story of how life is stronger than death. How God's love for us is stronger than death. It is ultimately the most important story there is. A story, a true story, condensed in six words. He has risen from the dead. Hallelujah, hallelujah, amen. May the peace of God, which passes our human understanding, keep our hearts and lives in Christ Jesus unto life everlasting. Amen.